Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, one of the statements you make, I'll direct this towards Chris. It says, you can do more than nothing. Say more about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that really came out of so many times we would see big needs, see things that, you know, we can make a difference in. And it's so easy to, for me anyway, to become overwhelmed, whether it's a situation in my community that just seems overwhelming. I think, what, you know, how can I make a difference? Or maybe some type of worldwide disaster that's taken place somewhere, and we see the scenes and think, you know, I can't do anything. After the big earthquake in Haiti in 2010, Carrie and I, as with most of the world, saw the images flooding in of the devastation. And, you know, we just, you know, you see that this country that's the poorest in the Western Hemisphere now has so much just heartache. Just the burden is just incredible and more than you can bear. But yet you look at the pictures and think, but what can I do? And it may be even that you see something in your neighbor's life and it seems like they have they're having big marital problems and family issues, and you think, what difference can I make? And in all of these situations, I think the common thread is that it's so easy to feel like we can't make a difference and therefore we do nothing. Mm-hmm. And we believe that what God is saying to us is that, yes, you can do more than nothing. And nothing isn't the answer. Our response when we encounter pain in the world, and when God you know, allows us to step into that, isn't to do nothing because we feel overwhelmed, but to, you know, just ask Him and say, okay, God, you know, for some reason you've put this on my heart. For some reason I am living next door to this person, or you have put this coworker in my life, or you have allowed these images and the story of something going on in another place to really pierce my soul. And so, okay, God, I'm going to agree with you from the start that you want to do more than nothing through me. And so I'm going to listen to you to find out what the next step should be.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.